Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It's less than a week until the federal government runs out of money, forcing a partial shutdown. Congress has failed so far to agree on how to pay for government programs in the new fiscal year that begins October 1st. Some Republicans in the House are demanding deeper spending cuts. President Biden says it's time for them to do their job.
Just a few months ago, after long negotiations between myself and the new speaker, we agreed to spending levels the government will fund essential domestic and national security priorities, while still cutting the deficit by $1 trillion over the next decade. Now, a small group of extreme Republicans don't want to live up to the deal. So now everyone in America could be forced to pay the price.
He said if there is a shutdown, members of Congress and the military will have to work without getting paid. A canister containing about a cup's worth of asteroid rock has safely landed on a Utah desert. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports this is the culmination of a seven-year NASA mission.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched in 2016. In 2020, it collected rocks from an asteroid that was about 200 million miles away. Now, it's delivered them to Earth. A sample return capsule holding its precious cargo descended towards a desert near Salt Lake City under an orange and white parachute as scientists and mission managers anxiously tracked its progress.
Touchdown. I repeat, FRC has touched down.
Helicopters went out to retrieve the capsule. On Monday, it will go to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Scientists have set up a lab there where they can open it up without contaminating the pristine asteroid rock, remnants of the early solar system and planet formation that are older than Earth. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia are moving up the East Coast, bringing heavy rain and the threat of flooding from Washington, D.C. to New York City. NPR's Amy Held reports.
Ophelia may have been downgraded with weakened winds, but its bands are still bringing heavy rain along the densely populated I-95 corridor and the threat of flash flooding. Already, streets have flooded from Greenville, North Carolina, to Atlantic City, New Jersey. It made landfall yesterday as a tropical storm near Emerald Isle, North Carolina. It's near hurricane-force winds, knocking out power to tens of thousands of people. Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks says crews have managed to restore most, despite difficult conditions.
A very steady wash, as well as a lot of wind. And that's a combination that brings down trees.
Ophelia is expected to move back out over the Atlantic by tomorrow, as hurricane season is peaking around now with another 2 months to go. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. The governor of the Kherson region in southern Ukraine says the province came under attack by Russian airstrikes today. He said at least one person was killed and some houses were destroyed. The full-scale war in Ukraine is now in its 20th month. The prime minister of Kosovo says one police officer was killed and a second injured in an attack this morning in the northern part of the country. Albin Kurti said the attackers, heavily armed and wearing masks, may have had the support of Serbia. Tensions are high in the region. Kosovo is a former province of Serbia, and talks sponsored by the European Union stalled last week. The women's marathon world record was smashed in Berlin, Germany today. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, Ethiopian runner Tigist Assefa beat the previous best time by more than 2 minutes.
Assefa completed the BMW Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 53 seconds. That was 2 minutes and 11 seconds faster than the previous women's world record set in Chicago in 2019 by Kenyan runner Bridget Kosgei. The 26-year-old Assefa says she didn't expect to run the race so quickly, but that it was the result of hard work. On the men's side, Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge finished the competition in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 42 seconds. It was his fifth time winning the Berlin Marathon. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
The National Football League has announced its choice to headline the halftime show at the Super Bowl next year. It's Usher who called it an honor of a lifetime. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.